This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is not a test. This is real life. In the time that I've been away, I've met some people who really reminded me of what I got into this business for, and it's humbling. There are so many people out there who have lives every day which would put our hardest days of fasting to shame. They would put our most difficult days of coping with life to shame. And yet, they seem to find joy and satisfaction even amongst their own difficulties. And perhaps there's a message in there for us. In fact, I know there is. Ramadan is about understanding that the stuff that you think makes you happy and satisfied is not going to make you happy and satisfied. Ramadan is a holiday. Life isn't a test. I don't quite subscribe to the idea that it's all a test, like you're in an examination conditions. But I do believe that life is evaluated, which is different. Life is evaluated by Allah because He's trying to see how much you're able to bring yourself to your finest character. And in Ramadan, when you strip away the yearnings you have for the material, when you face a bit of difficulty with some hunger or thirst, when your patience might be tested a little bit, but also that is the time when you get to really feel and connect with what it is to be human on this earth right now, and what it's like to go through some difficulty knowing that there will be rescue and relief at the end of it tonight when you eat. And you'll be able to really connect with Allah if you pray Tarawih and stand and just feel. Feel the presence of Allah. Just listen out to the Imam's voice and take some slow breaths. And so this brings me to what I talked about in my last video, which is how to find a sense of understanding of yourself. And really, there isn't too much difficult maneuvering going on. All you have to do is just hold on to the idea that you are facing Allah and He's right next to you. And especially in Salah, just take some slow breaths and just pay attention to the voice of the Imam, or just to the act of praying the surahs that you're praying. And when you're standing, let yourself feel connected to the earth. And when you're moving, do it with grace, with slow movement, with consideration. I promise you, when you do this, when you actually feel it, and you don't feel like you're being punished or struggling without any purpose. The one thing I found is when I speak to these people who've been in very difficult situations, they all want the same things as you and I. They just want to feel a sense of meaning, a sense of happiness and connection. And of course, they have the same yearnings. They might, especially the younger ones, dream of having nice cars and nice clothes. But really, I think they have a wisdom about them which sometimes comes from having faced hardship, which is you don't need those things. What really matters to them is their families and their loved ones, and feeling that they are looked after by a force that's much bigger than you or I, or what is immediately in front of us. So keep that in mind, and we'll talk more tomorrow about how to understand yourself. And I will be putting out these little videos ideally 2 or 3 times a day, just as little islands of rest and recreation and consideration. Consider them to be little breaks, and work with me. And inshallah, as we get through this Ramadan, you'll find it really helps to sort of contextualize your process of going through Ramadan and really making the most of it as far as your personal development is concerned. Ramadan Mubarak.